This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right, welcome to The Bright Side, friends. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. If you have questions or comments or success stories, or if you just want to share how you're dealing with this crazy, crazy, chaotic time that we're in, this epic, historical time. Do you guys realize how historic this time is? The world will never be the same again. We have crossed a precipice. We have crossed a chasm. We have taken a step, a quantum leap. We've entered into a new reality, literally a new reality that is historical and epochal, and don't underestimate it. It's really, really powerful, as inane as it may be, as crazy and illogical as it may be. Nonetheless, this is a historic time. I'd love to hear how you're dealing with it, how you're dealing with quarantine or lockdown. Have you considered a home-based business? This is an ideal time to begin a home-based business. If you've decided, or if you've been on the bubble about deciding whether you want to do a home-based business, this is an ideal time to do it. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Supplement sales and longevity sales are booming. Supplement online sales are booming. Longevity sales are booming. This is a golden opportunity. Do not miss it. Call 866-735-2470, ask for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $30 fee you can be in business for yourself. Speaking of business, bottom of the hour, we got Bill Higgs coming up. Bill is the author of the book Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business, and he's going to talk to us about dealing, from a business perspective, dealing with this pandemic. He's going to talk to us about how you can profit, how you can thrive during this pandemic. Remember, crisis equals opportunity, and this is how we want to look at what's going on in the world today. Perspective is everything, people. Perspective is biology, and biology is power in reality, at least in the physical reality. Biology is power in the physical reality. Our biology is controlled by our perception. Fear is a perception that will shut down a biology of thrival. Fear will shut down thriving. I was reading today, I try to stay away from the news, but this caught my attention, kind of cracked me up a little bit. Let's check this out here. Where the heck is it here? Images show mass burials at New York City public cemetery as city shortens deadline for claiming dead. What? What is the purpose of this? As New York City deals with a mounting coronavirus death toll, I'm going to talk about that here in a second, and dwindling morgue space, the city has shortened the amount of time it will hold unclaimed remains. What the heck is... first of all, what's the purpose of this? Except to promote fear. But has anybody ever asked how these people or how these supposed coronavirus deaths are being assessed? How do they know it's a coronavirus death? Oh, they had the coronavirus in them. Really? They also had a ventilator stuck down their throat. They were also on morphine. They were also on paralytics. Do you know when you get a ventilator put in, they paralyze your body? They give you a paralytic drug that works with the most fundamental component of your nervous system, the cholinergic nervous system, and it paralyzes you. Yes. They give you a drug. This is what a ventilator is. And there's a lot of controversy about whether you even need a ventilator. A ventilator is something that breathes you, as opposed to a respirator, which is something that pumps oxygen into your lungs. Respirator is just clean oxygen for people who can't get enough oxygen. A ventilator, that's some serious, serious business, people. When they stick a tube down your throat. First of all, when they stick a tube down your throat, it hurts. So you got to use morphine or some kind of opioid. And guess what opioids do? Check this out. This is how dumb the medical model is. I didn't say doctors. I said the medical model. They give you a ventilator because you can't have a respiratory problem. But because it's so painful to have the ventilator, they got to give you morphine, which suppresses the respiratory system. This is how idiotic this model is. And it's hidden in plain sight, people. But you got to dig deep. You got to critically question things. And we don't critically think. The Bright Side is quintessentially a show about critical thinking. It's not about nutrition. It's not about the body. It's not about having a great life. It's about being a critical thinker. Being a critical thinker will help you get everything else. We have to learn to critically think. So if you read a headline like this that says, images show mass burials in New York City public cemetery as city shortens deadline for claiming dead. If you read that headline, your blood pressure goes up, you're not a critical thinker. If you read that headline and start asking some questions, really? How did they die? How do we know how they died? So images show mass burials at New York City cemetery. Is it even about COVID? The mass burials? Doesn't even say that. What is the purpose of these things? If you fall into fear, basically speaking, it's just fear. It's just two things, fear and love. If you just fall into fear, or we'll say survival and thrival, if you just fall into even worse than fear, learnt helplessness, fear at least gets you to do something. Learned helplessness is the worst. Yes, this is a phenomenon called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is when you just say, screw it, I can't do anything. It just sucks. You know how many people go through life like this? With learnt helplessness. They learn they're helpless. It's worse than fear. It comes after fear. It's when you give up. And many of us have done that. But if you read this headline, you start asking questions. How do you know? Who's doing the metric? See all these people with masks. How do you even know masks work? How do you know you're not breathing out the virus and breathing it back in? How do you know anything? We don't critically think. When we don't critically think, we pay a price. And that price is we give up our freedom, we give up our, and I, when I say freedom, I mean we give up our freedom to choose for ourselves. We give up our freedom to process information and take actions accordingly to how we process that information that are in our interest, that somehow make us better in some way. Saw a lady yesterday walking through the grocery store. She wasn't wearing a mask, but she was pulling her collar. She was wearing a coat, and she pulled a collar over her nose because she didn't want to breathe in the virus. This is an example of lack of critical thinking. And this poor woman, she was terrified that she was going to get the virus. The virus. Capital T, capital V. The virus, like in a movie. Here's another juicy one. Coronavirus might attack the brain, too. Oh, now we got something else to worry about. Coronavirus may attack the brain. How do they know it may attack the brain? Let's see here. How do they know? Oh, evidence so far involves only anecdotes from physicians telling... This is unbelievable, people. So this is an article, headline. Coronavirus might attack the brain. How do they know? Well, anecdotes from physicians telling of COVID-19 patients who are experiencing confusion and headaches and other symptoms. Oh, really? Could it be maybe the morphine? The propofol? The Ativan? The dumbifying drugs and the pain-relieving drugs that they're giving you, this is the craziness. But this is where critical thinking comes in, because with critical thinking, you can see the emperor is naked. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the bright side right after this. 844-236-6010 is our number.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Beck. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. How are you handling this craziness in the world? Are you handling it with, as Hemingway said, grace under fire? The world is changing, but that's not necessarily bad. And you know what? If you're going to affect dramatic societal change, if you're going to create, and this, I make no mistake about it, this is going to create dramatic societal change or evolution or forward movement, or movement, we'll say. It'll be forward movement. You know, you're going to have cashless society coming up really soon. You're going to have all kinds of biometrics. Biometrics, that is, reading your eyes and reading your gait from drones, from satellites, certainly from drones. AI reading your lips, robots everywhere. We are at that point, the singularity. This is like the singularity. If you know what the singularity is, there was a book that came out a few years ago called "The Singularity Is Near." The singularity. The singularity is a point in time where advances in technology happen so fast they're near instantaneous. It used to take 2,000 years for change, thousands and thousands, 10,000 years for changes to occur. Now they occur instantaneously, which means time and advance, we'll say, technological advances happen almost at the same time. The curve goes straight up, asymptotic, they call it in math. And that's known as the singularity. And Ray Kurzweil, who wrote the book, Singularity is Near, he talked about it being in 2030. He said that the singularity would be, the sign of it would be when human beings and computers have the same intelligence. Well, I say this is the singularity. This is the big change right here. We're in it. Historic. Big time. And that means, as historic as this is, and if you understand that crisis equals opportunity, we have a historic opportunity to become great as individuals. And we have to take that, in my opinion, we have to do that ourselves as individuals, and then the culture will change with that. All right, I'm going to read this one story because I thought this was interesting, and then we'll get your phone calls, 844-236-6010. Bill Higgs is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Bill is going to talk to us about how you can thrive in your business. Those of you who have home-based businesses, you know that you probably are thriving now. If you don't have a home-based business, and hopefully, if you're dealing with some kind of business shutdown or you lost your job, this is a great opportunity to figure out a skill, to figure out something that brings value to the culture on some level. All right, I'm going to read this, and we'll get your phone calls. Cells, this is from Science News. Cells can chart an efficient course from A to Z. This is amazing. It's based on a phenomenon known as the traveling salesman problem. The traveling salesman problem is this problem that traveling salesmen have from going from point A to point Z by being able to predict what's happening at point B, C, D, etc. That's what's called the traveling salesman problem. If you're a traveling salesman, you got to go from you got to minimize your work or minimize the time you spend traveling by understanding the relationship of A to B to C to D to Z to predict, to be able to see the future. Well, guess what? Cells can do that. Cells can solve the traveling salesperson problem. They somehow know what's going to be happening multiple levels down the road, when they make one move. That's amazing. That's a cell with no cognitive ability, supposedly. How does this do it? Well, according to this article, and this, by the way, was done on immune cells, it does it mathematically. Somehow it has supercomputing powers that allow it to mathematically come up with algorithms and formulas. This is amazing. A cell, a little cell, a microscopic little cell, and this was done on immune system cells, no less. I.e., our marvelous, powerful, virus-busting immune system. This is how amazing, amazing we are. Amazing, amazing, amazing the body is. Virus, are you kidding me? Compared to us? Compared to us to walk around a mask in a store? Compared to our immune system? Compared to our bodies? Compared to how powerful we are when we take advantage of this system? When we leverage it? All right. 844-236-6010. Let's see what our friend Barry has to say. Barry New Orleans. Good morning, Barry. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, good morning. I want to ask you about fluoride. I think I may have asked you this before, but I'm sort of like a purist, and I just was wanting, like, almonds may have 5 parts per million, so like if you eat some non-organic almonds, is that any significant amount for
fluoride?
Yes.
Fluoride is not a health substance, really, although probably there is a nano or femtoscopic amount of fluoride that you need. But really, when you're talking about fluoride, most people talk about fluoride, it's like topical fluoride, the fluoride that coats your teeth. That's what they're talking about. You're not going to get any of that from almonds. Does that make sense? Is that what you're talking about? Can you get fluoride protection for your teeth from almonds?
No. I mean more like just ingesting fluoride.
No, you're not, because that's very little. Natural minerals are not, or food minerals are not the same as stannous fluoride or sodium fluoride. The kind of fluoride you get in toothpaste and the kind of fluoride that they use as pharmaceuticals or as medication. And remember, fluoride in toothpaste is the same basically the fluoride that you get as a drug. So you're actually ingesting a drug. Likewise, fluoride in water. So, you know, that alone tells you what you're dealing with. Fluoride from soil, which you're going to get in almonds, is different. Minerals from soil, I should say this, elements from soil are different from elements that are industrially produced. When I say elements, I'm making a very, I don't know what the heck you do to your phone, buddy, but I got this horrible noise again. Are you like rustling around or something? It's really terrible, and I can't handle it. I'm going to let you go. I don't know what you're doing, bro, but I'm going to let you go. So listen in on the radio. I apologize. It's really awful. All right. So, yeah, if you're on headphones or speakers, sometimes when you rustle around, it makes noise. It's very difficult if you're out there listening. Anyway, fluoride from soil and elements from soil are not the same as elements that are produced industrially or used in chemicals and foods, I suppose. Mostly it's industrial stuff. Mostly we're ingesting toxic elements from that are industrially produced, also sometimes in supplements, actually. This is why food is so important. And I supplement, obviously. I talk about supplementation all the time, and I've seen incredible things happen when people supplement. That's a measure or a marker of how poorly nutriated we are. The fact that we need to supplement is tragic. The fact that we created a planet of abundance and of nutritional abundance specifically for us, it's amazing how nutritionally abundant the planet is potentially. And we've just mucked up the works. But you have to supplement. You have to do it. Nonetheless, food is going to be the best. And when it comes to elements that are in the soil, you got to make that distinction between minerals and elements. And I've done that in the past. I only have a minute or so here, so I can't do it now. But just know that element like magnesium or fluoride or calcium or strontium or zinc or whatever it is, and there's they say 60 plus, but it's probably all important. Whatever it is, they're always going to be better when they come from the soil, because in the soil they are protected. They're surrounded with other components that mitigate their potential toxicity. Basically, plants protect those. It's really amazing how this happens. The plants actually protect us from any quantum or electrical toxicity associated with these elements that you don't get, the protection you don't get from industrial produced elements. All right, Bill Hicks coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits, Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Have 9 years of daily archives. Done lots of good free health information at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. Lots of great information there. And, of course, criticalhealthnews.com, where we've got videos and blog posts, news stories, all kinds of good stuff. And a Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. I am excited to have our guest on today. Bill Higgs is an authority on corporate culture. He's the author of a book, Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. And he's going to talk to us about how you can keep your business level and sustain your business, the health of your business during an economic and really cultural crisis, I suppose you could say. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Bill Higgs. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ben. Great to be here. Thanks.
And thank you for joining us. So When I got your bio, I was like, you know, so many people who have businesses, and we talked a lot of home-based business people, businesses are shutting down. I think in addition to being an important opportunity for individuals to be at their best, this can also be an opportunity for businesses to be at their best, or at least to somehow figure out a way to create lemons out of lemonade. Can you talk a little bit about staying sane and thriving in a time like this?
Ben, that's exactly right. We were in the oil patch in Houston, Texas, so went through a lot of downturns. Some of them happened overnight, similar to what's happening in this pandemic. And I always looked at a downturn as an opportunity because you had everybody's attention when you're in the middle of a downturn. People are losing their jobs in this case and just have trouble, can't go to work. And so we had much better communications. And for the leader, it's more, here's just a new set of problems and challenges. How do we get everybody around it and figure out how to solve them? Like you say, make lemonade out of the lemons that you have.
And the bigger the lemon, the more lemonade you get.
That's right. You might need a pitcher jug for this one.
This one might give you
that. The leader's attitude needs to stay good, needs to stay positive. Even when we would be spiraling down a little bit at the beginning of a downturn, the leader needs to just look for actions that people can take to start handling the problems. And if the leader's positive, then the people, at a minimum, they might only go neutral. But if the leader starts being negative and spiraling down, then the people go a lot further down, I think.
Have you heard of this phenomena called learned helplessness?
No, learned helplessness?
It's a cool idea, right? It's a scientific, it's a psychological concept, and it's this idea that we learn that we can't do anything. That over time, it's like flies. If you put flies in a jar and then you put a top on the jar, the flies will bounce off the top of the jar for a little bit, and then eventually they won't even try, and you take the top off, they won't even come out. Or an elephant will get tied. Isn't that cool? The elephant will get tied to a stake, when it's a baby elephant, get tied to a stump on a tree stump, which it could easily pull out when it's big, but because it got used to not being able to pull it out, it doesn't even try. And I think, do you think that has plays a role in our lack of ability to take action when it comes to being confronted with a crisis? We learn kind of like, whatever, it's not going to work anyway, sort of thing.
And I think the leader's challenge is to keep pushing against that top. And not give up. And then the people will see, hey, this leader's going to just pull out all the stops. They're going to do everything they can. They're keeping their attitude up. And if we work on it together, we're going to be able to change. And in many cases in a downturn, we would change and improve our business because we would get leaner. So we would work harder on what's our repeatable process. How do we work our handoffs and make them better? Like right now, a lot of people are at the house, and if they would think about the handoffs that they used to do every day to people, now they're trying to do them over the internet. But how do you streamline those handoffs to where you don't waste as much energy and time, and you can get it right the first time? And we would come out of downturns with a leaner, better process. In some cases, we wouldn't even hire back some of the functions that we had. We said, we can do without that function now. People will just pick it up and do it. It's like, how do you learn to be lean? And then when you come out, stay lean, and when the times get better.
I love that. Now, when you say handoff, I'm thinking, never heard that term really in a business context, but you're saying like a flow of information or the flow of work or the pathway a project takes kind of thing. Is that what you mean by handoff? Like a relay race?
So in every business, like even if you're just handing in a form to HR, that's a handoff.
Uh-huh.
So hundreds of times every day, people are handing something off to someone else. You know, what we worked hard on, and you can do it in this downturn, is cross-train people. So they learn a bit of that other person's job. And so what they give to them is more digestible. It's exactly what they need. They don't have to rework it at all.
That's beautiful.
Because you've learned part of their job, and you know how to, we called it making that person a hero. Give them everything they need to do well. And if you get people thinking that way, we did the same thing with our clients and our suppliers. How can we give them what they need so they can do things right the first time and make them a hero? And people can do that during this downturn. Think of the things that they hand off normally in their business and start figuring out how to streamline it.
So in other words, figure out how we can pre-digest our the things we're handing off so that they're already digestible and palatable in a way.
Yeah. So
that's
a lot
awesome.
Of times somebody will send something across by email, and it's a form or whatever, and it has to be totally redone so the other person mm-hmm. can use the information.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know how they use it, you can give them just what they need. A lot of times it'll make your job, you can do less work because you know what they really need, and maybe you were overkilling it in the good times. Now you're figuring out how to really lean it down and work as a team.
I love it. You know, one of the things I love about being in business, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. One of the things I love about it is it makes you a better person. And a lot of the skills that you learn in your business life, you can apply to being a better person and being better in community and being better with your friends and in relationship. So I wonder, what is the impact of that pre-digesting concept, if you know what I'm saying? How you pre-digest information pre-handoff. How does that work, or what are the implications there for regular life, day-to-day life? Just with your family and friends.
When you go into the community, like we did a lot of community service projects and things, and so we would put a small team out there, say we're going to rework somebody's house. We would send them over ahead of time and figure out everything that needed to be done. So then they could come back and arrange teams, make sure we had all of the materials and things that we needed. So it was really lining it out and communicating it well. Where just on one Saturday we could totally transform a person's house who's an invalid or couldn't do the work themselves.
Would you say that's the quintessential job of a leader to do that in a way, and not just a leader of a big organization, but a leader of an interaction? Like when you have an interaction with somebody, a subordinate or an equal, you're leading them in a certain way. Does that make sense?
Yes, and you're breaking things down. Yeah, eat the elephant one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
Love their small pieces. And
hey, we're going to take a break. Hey, Bill, we got to take a break. We'll be back after this on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Don't go away.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side talking to Bill Higgs, author of Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. Bill is a graduate of the United States Military Academy, top 5% academically at West Point. He's a runner-up for a Rhodes Scholarship, very highly accomplished business person, turned a $15,000 investment into a billion-dollar company. Bill, with all of these credentials, you don't have to go out and teach people, and you don't have to go out and give back to the community. What motivates you? What's your end game here?
The thing that motivates me, when we started the company, we were in a huge downturn, similar to now, and we just wanted to take care of people because people were bearing the brunt of the downturn. And probably in our fourth year, I had a spouse come up to me at a Christmas party and say that their husband had changed since coming to Mustang. They were happier going to work. They were happy when they came home at night. They were engaging more with the kids and with the lady. And they were interested in going to church for the first time on Sunday. And what she told me is that we were changing lives with the culture we created that was taking care of people. And she said, just keep doing it. And so to us, we found that we did change lives as we grew from 3 people to 6,500 and then to 12,000. We kept that culture top to bottom throughout the company. And what I want to try and do now is show other people and companies how to create that culture, how to do exactly what we did. And I can positively change lives. They took me into a room about 6 years ago, and they had 120 children of Mustangers. We called ourselves Mustangers. Children of Mustangers who had grown up in the culture, went to school, and then came to work at the company, and it was going into the next generation of families. So that's what I'm trying to do, is give back. Yeah, I'm retired, but these how-to steps, they don't cost much to do, but they can change the bottom line of a company. It can add 5 points to the bottom line. So good for business owners, good for the people in a company, and what we did, we called it no fake leadership. Every downturn, we didn't think we needed to go down. We were going to find a way to beat it, whether we had to work for Uncle Ben's Rice or the bus company.
Is there a
trick?
Bill,
people are doing some of those same things now.
Bill, is there a point where a leader becomes delusional or he's just has his head in the sand, he doesn't see what's happening, or is it always appropriate to be positive and just we're going to get this thing done and solution-oriented, et cetera? Is there a point where that kind of attitude devolves into just craziness and delusion?
Well, people used to say when they would come to my office, when they would walk in, that they were now in Bill's world where everything works perfectly. Science gives you jobs because you're good. And so I was always a glasses half full kind of guy, but that helps in downturns because people can spiral down very easily. If the leader's positive and has given them, hey, here, let's do this, let's try this, and gives them small actions, then you can at least hold them neutral. But if the leader starts to spiral down, then the people are definitely going to go down, and it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy as the company disappears.
I always thought people, when they worry or they're freaked out about such a situation, it's because they're kind of taking control in a way, but they just don't know what else to do, so they worry instead. And if you give people an actionable step that allows them to feel like they have some kind of sense of control, it might be easier for them to withstand fear, the normal path of least resistance of fear and worry. What do you think about that?
Exactly. And one of the things people can do while they're at the house now, I use a thing called a planner pad, plannerpad.com, and it has a space where you can plan each day, and they could start doing that at the house and spend 10 minutes in the morning and say, what am I going to do today? What exercise am I going to do? What am I going to do to improve myself when I go back to work? Or if I can still work from home, what exactly am I going to be doing? And what I've found is people that will plan for 10 minutes each morning using a planner pad will get way more done, and they'll feel more control over their life. And you're checking things off, even though it's hard copy. You're checking things off, and you get that sense of accomplishment, so you spiral yourself up.
You know, that sense of accomplishment is neurochemical. Like, there's hormones in your brain that are actually secreted that make you feel great, that make your immune system, that boost your immune system, and they give you a better sense, a better perspective, a better mood. It's really a biochemical phenomenon, what you're discussing. It's not just psychological. You get actually neurochemistry of positivity when you do that.
Yeah, so you have to figure out how to give yourselves those little shocks of that. So
hack into it.
In the downturn, you figure out how to plug all the holes in the bucket. So you do that in a company, but you can also do that in your family.
Yeah.
You know, what expenses do we not need to make? And when you start seeing that, hey, you're saving us money, that gives you another pop. Hey, I'm doing something to change the outcome.
Love it. We're talking to Bill Higgs, author of Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. Bill, you got a podcast coming up, Culture Code Champions podcast. Tell us a little bit about that in our last couple minutes.
Yeah, so one of the first people that I did was General Petraeus. So he and I played on the soccer team together. We're classmates. And real interesting when he talks about going into Baghdad and how they're culture of who's going to go in first and how they took care of each other between the different units. Very interesting. I also do one with Sandy Coleman, who started as a secretary at NASA working for Wernher von Braun, the German scientist, the rocket scientist. She became a top person at NASA, breaking all kinds of glass ceilings until she actually gave the ready for launch for the shuttle. But it's interesting to hear how she culturally worked through some major challenges at NASA after some of the incidents there.
So it's like a kind of inspirational show, would you say?
Yeah, so it's and also finding out how people dealt with adversity and different things and how they used culture in their organizations.
So what's the theme that runs through everything that you do? You got podcasts, you've got your military career, or at least military college education, and your book and your business. What's the one theme that runs through everything you do?
I think the key thing is I think people need to learn to be as flexible and adaptable as possible. That makes them more valuable where they work. It makes companies more valuable to where they can go up and down with the industry. And so I think that the theme is that if you can get a culture top to bottom where everybody's pulling together as a team, then you become a force within your industry. And we actually changed our industry across 20 years.
That's kind of like ants. You ever see like teams of ants, like thousands and thousands of ants? They all act in uniform, right? They all act coherently, kind of. Or a laser, yeah. The way a laser is coherent versus an incandescent light which scatters its light. That's some amazing words of wisdom there, Bill. I took a lot of notes here, and I'm going to use a lot of that stuff. Cross-training and handoffs. I love that concept in businesses. That was really nice, Bill. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And good luck to you. Hopefully we'll hear from you again soon. Culture Code Champions is his podcast. It's on iTunes, and the book is Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Business. Bill, thank you so much for joining us on The Bright Side.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, be good, take care, and be strong. All right, that's it for our program today. Thanks so much for listening. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. If you are a connoisseur about skincare, or if you're tired of the same old skincare, or if your skincare products haven't been working, it's time for change, a paradigm change, not a change in products, a paradigm change, a change in how you think about using skincare products. Skincare should be healthcare. Skincare should be skin health, because it's the health of the skin that precedes the beauty. Check out our products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. And of course, don't forget to take a look at truthnourishment.com for various herbal and nutritional supplements, including oil of oregano. Truthnourishment.com. Truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that one up, as well as pharmacistben.com. All right. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.